dear brothers and sisters. Sniffles is back with you. That's me, Sniffles, today. All right. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, and I got the sniffles, okay? Getting over a cold. My bride had it last week, and I was feeling pretty cocky, and I didn't get it for 3, 4, 5 days, and all of a sudden, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I came down with it in just one evening, and I've had it, this is my third day, and I'm on the mend. Praise God, thank you for your prayers. I'm on the mend, but I'm still sniffling, so forgive me for that. But we just had a caller call in, and John, hang on, we're going to be with you in just a minute, and asked me to give out that website again, okay, for the United States Department of Defense. And here it is, okay, www.defenselink. And that's one word, defenselink.mil, M-I-L, /releases, the word releases, /2004. Now, I'm going to give out the rest of it, okay? I think that'll get you there, but for this particular document, I'm going to give out a series of numbers here. Try to follow this, okay? I think I gave you enough to get to this document. It's the actual U.S. military death, okay, in the military, all right, during Operation Enduring Freedom. But here's the rest of the numbers. After 2004, put another forward slash, and then a small lowercase nr, like Nancy Robert. And then no breaks, no spaces, put 20040. Once again, 20040. 106-dash 0847.html. Once again, that series of numbers after 2004 /, small letters NR, or like Nancy Robert, 2004-0106-0847. HTML. Now, that's that whole website for the United States Department of Defense. And this is a news release. And it's good to have these things, folks. Good to have them. Because you can find out the truth of what they're actually doing, but the media is lying because the government is lying to the controlled media. And I'm just telling you that if we had in 2 years, from March 2003 through July 2005, is what this report is, that there was 10,146 soldiers killed. That is, this report is about 2 years old, all right? And there's probably another 10,000 killed since then. So we're probably, deaths are over 20,000 among our U.S. servicemen today. And they're telling us it's 3,200 or something like that. Liars, liars. I'll tell you, it just makes you angry that the American people can't get the truth. All right, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Jack. First of all, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, I am.
We all know that our government would not lie. They may misinform, but they will not lie.
Yes.
Ernie said something earlier about mortgages and the rules being relaxed and actually done away with. Jack, I'm sure that Ernie realizes I hear the music.
Yeah, hang on there, John. We'll be right back with you. Okay, folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McGlam program. And by the way, the archives are back up, folks. The archives are back up at RBN. So enjoy yourself. Print down some of this information and get it out to the people. We'll be right back.
Thank you. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
John, go ahead and continue on the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
All right, Jack, 2 points I wanted to make. First of all, Ernie brought the fact of the mortgages up. I wanted to let people know that I'm sure Ernie knows, others may not, that when you apply for a mortgage, you get a mortgage, you figure it's at your bank, and they tell you closing, we may sell your loan. I don't believe many people realize that who they're selling the loans to. China is holding billions and billions of dollars.
They sure are.
In mortgages. So when these people lose their houses, in effect, China has the house. I mean, it may not be physically, but China has your debt on your house.
Uh-huh.
So your house is mortgaged and China's holding the note. And the one thing I wanted to say, Jack, Officer Ramos and Compion, 30-some years ago, I was in the military. I was an aircraft mechanic. I had some tools on me from my trade, some gauges and whatnot, and the police department in Las Vegas decided that I needed to be behind bars because I apparently was some sort of a threat to them. So I was in one of those 8x8 cells that Compion and Ramos are in. Unjustified, all the charges were dropped and everything was given, all paperwork was given to me. But what I wanted to let people know, Ramos may not be able to get out of the cell, but the Holy Spirit can sure get in a jail cell.
Amen.
So, you know, if he's a
Amen.
Christian, he can have a closer walk and a closer relationship with God than he's ever had in his life sitting in a jail cell. And Paul and Silas are proof of that. With that, I'll let you go.
Hey, Brother John, that's a beautiful thought, and it's absolutely the truth, folks. So, and I would ask you folks to continue to call your representatives, the federal representatives, and ask them to sign on to that congressional pardon, because we're going to get them pardoned through the Congress. The president is an international criminal who wants those borders open and wants the Border Patrol to stand down as they're doing today, sadly, because they don't want to go to prison under a death sentence like Ramos and Compion. So please continue to contact your representatives every week, folks. Just pester them until they sign on to that congressional pardon. And then also pray for Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion. And don't forget their families. Pray for their families, too, that are being destroyed as the breadwinner is in prison. They have little children that are missing daddy and mama, who's trying to be mom and dad right now. And so just be in prayer. These are our brothers and sisters out there, and we love them dearly. And we should, because the international criminal elite has decided to destroy their families. And what if it was you, folks? What if it was your family, if you were chosen? And you may be one day. If you love God and you love the Constitutional Republic, you are chosen, as I told you in this FBI brochure to police officers, as to who is the domestic terrorist in our society. So let's pray. And John, thank you for those wonderful words, because it is true. The Holy Spirit can get in there and watch over our brothers, and also can break those doors open and get them out with this congressional pardon, if we'll just continue to do our duty, and that's contact our representatives. Thank you, John. Folks, the lines are open today. If you'd like to call in, please do, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to thank you all for all of you that are activists out there and doing something to save America, because everything you do, every time you turn around in a supermarket line and hand out something, a tape, a DVD, to a fellow citizen behind you or in front of you in line, or say a word about listening in to RBN and how they can listen in on their computers every 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Folks, you're doing something for God and the Republic. You truly are. And so I want to thank you for all of your activism. I know many of you are doing many, many things, and that's so important, because it all works together for good for those that love the Lord. Okay, that's right in the Holy Scriptures, not just from me. But thank you for that. And I've got a quote here in front of me somebody sent to me. Greg Everson is putting on a Dr. Greg Evanson is putting on a meeting in July that I don't have here in front of me, but I will have very soon. I've been invited to come speak to this meeting there in Kansas City in July, and I'm already signed up to go. I didn't know I was going to be speaking, because I signed in to go and be at this meeting of police officers, 2,000-some police officers, and private citizens. It's now opened up to private citizens, too, to talk about what we can do to turn America around. And I want to thank Ernie from Virginia for sending this quote over to me. It is so true. It says, "Remember that truth is hate to those that hate the truth." Remember that truth is hate to those that hate the truth. And isn't that true today, folks, more than ever before in the USA? Very, very sad what's going on in the USA, folks. But I can tell you we're in a battle, but I don't need to tell the listeners of RBN that. You know we're in a battle for God and country and for our own safety and security and freedom here in the USA. Battle that's all over the world, folks. And I remember Thomas Paine. You know, my memory slips a lot today. As I'm getting older, it seems to be slipping a little bit. But Thomas Paine says something like this, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Isn't that wonderful, folks? And he is so absolutely, as all of our founding fathers were, right on target. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And that's what we're talking about. I've got fatigue, let me tell you. I don't know about you folks. You probably have fatigue too, but working about 12, 14 hours a day as a volunteer to reach our police and soldiers, 350 email a day coming in, some days 250, others 350 a day coming in, phone calls, letters, and all. And I could work, if I could just do it health-wise, I could work 24 hours a day and not catch up here. But I'm praising the Lord for that, folks, that we're having so much contact that we can't keep up. Now, that's a blessing. I mean, it's not a blessing that we're here so many hours and not able to sleep hardly at night because we're worried about not getting back to our police and soldiers and people in the private sector that are helping us touch the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers. But it's a blessing to have so many people awakening today, so many people. I want to talk just a minute, folks, while we're waiting for others to call in. Let me look at, oh, we have a caller on the line, Jay. Hang on just a minute, Jay, in New Jersey. We'll be right with you. Wanted to say something about this seizure of 15 British soldiers and Marines by Iran. I don't have to tell the listeners of RBN that we got to be careful with what we believe in the press that the government has put out. We've been getting for over 2 years here, folks, 2 years at our two police and military associations reports from people in the inside of the military, all right? Sensitive positions many, many times. We get intel here, and they've told us for over 2 years that we've had British and American Marines, soldiers, and sailors, special forces, from the British SAS, from the American Special Forces units, in Iran, secretly sneaking into Iran from ships. They get in these little boats, and they go over, and they sneak into Iran, and they're targeting targets. They're setting up, measuring, getting distances, getting everything laid out to target Iran in these nuclear strikes that are coming up, okay? Some conventional weapon strikes, too. But they've been doing this for 2 years now, according to our intel. And so we here at our two police and military associations are very suspicious when we get a news bulletin from the controlled news in America that is coming from embedded reporters, okay, that have to toe the mark of the international criminal elite, or they're not embedded anymore, they're thrown out, when we hear these things. Now, it very well could be that Iran thought that these British soldiers or sailors, it was Marines, by the way, and sailors, that they say were boarding vessels and checking out these frigates and their freight, and seeing what they're hauling back and forth, could very well be the truth. But then again, folks, it could be something much, much different. We've been sending our soldiers, and the British have been sending their soldiers covertly from ships to shore for 2 years now. We'll be right back, and we'll have Jay on the line. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'd ask you to pray for those British soldiers and also pray for the situation in Iran. Folks, Bush needs to go in there. He's been given orders to go in and take them over because they're switching to the euro and they want to get their oil. And our soldiers are in there night and day. Special Forces, SAS, British SAS, our Special Forces, marking targets all over the area that we're going to be bombing very soon if God allows it. And God can stay their hand, folks, and stay their hand. We want him to, because if they go in and bomb Iran and Syria, it means, first of all, the international criminal elite has to blow up America again or blow up one of our warships out there and sink it to the bottom of the ocean. And they have to get America irate, American people irate again, like after 9/11, that was a government inside job, to allow them to go in and bomb these nations into the Stone Age. And that's what has to come first. So remember the Hegelian principle, folks, the Hegelian dialectic. First step, you must create a problem. All right, like, for example, if they want to go into Iran and Syria and bomb them into the Stone Ages, they have to create a problem, like having Iran allegedly, false flag operation again, blow up America. They've been talking about now blowing up our school kids and our school buses, which is a possibility, or blowing up, sinking one of our ships, their warships off the coast, and killing about 5,000 of our troops. So they will create a problem, okay? And then the second stage is through that problem they created on purpose, they create fear, panic, hysteria, a number of things in the minds of the people to allow them to apply. Now, that's called the antithesis, by the way. The thesis is creating the problem. The antithesis, under the Hegelian dialectic, is you create, you generate opposition to the problem, like fear, panic, hysteria. Then the third step, the American people open up and say, save us, government, save us. Or if they're fearful and panic and have hysteria, they'll say, go kill all the Arabs, go kill all the Arabs. That's the synthesis, and that is the solution to the problem created in step one on purpose, okay? Change, which would have been impossible to impose on the people of America without proper psychological conditioning achieved in stages one and two, the thesis and antithesis. They're psychologically manipulating us. So let's pray, folks. Pray that they are confounded and they are stopped in any way God wants to stop them. And as David says in my prayers every night, I pray for their double destruction, that double will come back on them of what they intended to do to the American people. And they will be stopped in their tracks, and they will not get to bomb Iran and Syria, and they will not get to bomb America and kill our school kids or kill in another false flag operation our people or kill our soldiers over there on those ships off the coast of Iran waiting for their orders now. So let's go back now real quick. Let's go to, was it Jay? Yes, it's Jay. Jay, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, brother. Sorry, I got into kind of a diatribe there, but go right ahead, Jay.
Not a problem. One trick that I know the military has used, and you don't hear that much about it, if someone's very sick or dying, they release them from the military before they pass away, and they actually die as a civilian. Have you heard of things like that?
Oh, yes, yes. And have you heard, Jay, just recently, my wife, who gets all these military publications, I get all the police publications, that they're now sending back our disabled vets into the war zone. They're sending just thousands of disabled vets now that have their spines fused together and they have horrible problems. They're sending them back anyway without their permission into the war zones now. I'll tell you, they seem to just absolutely detest our military. And when they use them up, brother, they either destroy them or they send them back in as bullet catchers into this war. It's horrible.
Yeah, but Jack, when you say they, in effect, that's us. You know, that's
we're allowing it.
We bought the war. We paid for the war.
Yeah.
You know, no one's ever really stood up and said, "Let's stop it." I mean, many people have tried, but it's not very loud.
Not very loud at this time. It's growing, though. Praise the Lord! It's growing to stop these wars, but. It's gonna take quite a bit to stop them because these international criminals believe that they have all the power now. And we prove all the time, Jay, they're wrong, because right here in Idaho, the people rose up and just passed a resolution. Our representatives caught so much flack from the people that they passed a resolution against the North American Union. So the people truly are still in power, but John or Jay, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're being told you can't fight City Hall, and it doesn't do any good to contact your congressmen and senators.
That's assuming we still have state rights, and a federal law won't just trump that.
Yeah, that's right, Jay. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jay, for calling in. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dan, John, Leslie, and Tom. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Jack McLam program, and my bride and I had to go out and do a little shopping yesterday, and we stopped by and saw the movie Sniper with Mark Wahlberg. We like Mark Wahlberg. He's done some great movies. What's the name of those movies? He's done the Something Conspiracy. But anyway, he seems to be doing movies, this Mark Wahlberg, that is showing government corruption. And that's what this movie Sniper is all about. And you're going to see some startling things in that movie Sniper. In the very beginning, they show him as a sniper, a U.S. military sniper ranger who's retired now. And he's living up in the great Northwest. And it looks like just like Idaho, matter of fact. And he's up in a big cabin up there hunting and living off the land with his dog. And on his table, is a book on 9/11, okay? Yeah, they shoot this book on 9/11 in the camera there. You can see it. And he's a patriot, a true patriot that knows what's going on. And so please go see that movie, Sniper, and understand that there's some changes going on in Hollywood, folks. There's another movie, V for Vengeance. If you haven't seen that, please get that one at the video shop. You have to go there because I think it's off this big screen now. But if you haven't seen V for Vengeance, please do it, and you'll see another great movie on patriotism that we need for our times today. And so we, whoever it is, they're in Hollywood putting out these very true movies like Sniper and V for Vengeance. We thank them and praise God for them. Things are beginning to change. Some of the very, very hardcore liberals are coming over to the side of God and country because they, too, now see they're going to be slaves. They're not going to be part of the super rich. So they're going to be part of the super poor, and they're very angry about it and confused and beginning to come over to the side of people that love freedom and love our Lord. Okay, let's go now to Dan in Alabama. Dan, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been listening to about the CFR. I heard there's over 4,000 people who joined it. And
yeah.
That's what's causing, they're the one that's pushing that American Union in.
Oh, yeah.
And that highway. And if people don't realize that the CFR was formed in 1921 and with its main goal is get the United States back under British rule. But they just seem like it. They don't know, but belong to CFR could be called treason. That's what I figure.
Yes. Well, that's very true. We have a lot of treasonous people
but you never hear
our government today. All of them controlling our government are treasonous.
But you never hear on talk shows in no place saying the British want to take over the United States. That's the main agenda of the CFR. But you never hear that on the air in no place.
Well, Dan, remember now, the international criminal elite controls Britain, too. So the British people are not in control of Britain, just like the American people are not in control of America today.
Hmm.
But you're right. There's a British contingency that is of the international criminal elite that would like to have America back under their arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Dan.
And that's what they say. They want to get rid of the United States, and they put Mexico, well, they figure on Mexico and Canada join together, one big union.
Yeah.
And then they can turn right around and merge that with the EU and the Europe.
That's right.
And
very
then
good,
they, Dan. They have a, they had, then have control of the United States, practically.
That's right, brother. Hey, thanks, Dan, for calling in and sharing that, okay?
Right.
Take
you.
Care now. John in Tennessee. Welcome, John.
Hi, Jack. I called you last week.
Yes.
And like I told you, I prayed about our situation, and we're staying up here in Tennessee and taking care of business up here.
Okay, very good.
And I'm going to be praying for you and those police officers and the British soldiers. Make sure things get squared away with that.
Yes, we'd certainly like to have them home with no problems, that's for sure.
Let me call you back. I got somebody coming. I'm at work.
Oh, all right.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. John's at work. Yes, some of us still have to work. That's right. Sounds like he could be a cop or a soldier because we didn't get to choose to be off on Sunday, okay? When you're a cop or soldier, you got to work on the weekends many times. Let's go to our sister Leslie in Virginia. Great Lady Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack McGlam. And in response to your caller about CFR members,
yeah.
I would kindly remind the folks out there, if they would enforce the federal laws such as the Logan Act, and that explicitly states that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is in direct violation of what's going on in Congress, that they're attending meetings, our governmental officials, they attend these Bilderberg meetings, the Trilateral Commission meetings, the Federal Council member meetings. This is in direct violation of federal law. It is the Logan Act, and it is about time that our laws be enforced. And for whatever reason, they have skirted that most important law that is most important for our survival underneath the table. And
yeah.
We need to start enforcing it. It is the Logan Act, and I would suggest your listeners to call Congress on that at 202-224-3121. And
give it out one more time, a little slower.
Sure. 202-224-3121.
Very good. Yes, Leslie, you're absolutely correct, my dear. But it just seems like, and it's funny, it was in the movie last night, we saw Sniper, this Blackwater group were above the law. And it seems like that we have a Congress and a Senate and a Supreme Court and a executive branch that believe they're totally above the law. So that's why we have such treasonous activity, because they don't believe they can ever be brought to justice. And the Logan Act is a perfect example of one that they're violating. Hello, Leslie? Leslie's gone, I guess. Okay.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, you're right
here.
There.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Sure. Congressman Poe from Texas last week testified over a half an hour on the floor in support of these two Border Patrol agents. And he was misrepresented about their case. And this was, you know, before he could get the transcript. And they totally misrepresented this case. And as you know, and you probably know, Congressman Poe is a former judge, and he's presided over 25,000 criminal cases. And he takes deep exception for these officials to be lying to Congress members about this case. And also he learned about the information that was denied to the jury about he took in another load of illegal narcotics in, and he was captured, and the whole nine yards about the illegal proceedings, how that jury was conducted. But anyway, I want you to know Congressman Poe, and we need to call his office and thank him for he's out there on the front line supporting these two Border Patrol agents, and they have over 90 Congress people now in support of the to get the pardon.
Well,
right.
Praise God, sister.
And
Congressman Poe.
Yes,
we definitely need to thank those that are doing the right thing, folks. So give Congressman Poe from Texas a call and thank him. It doesn't take very long.
Absolutely. And your other caller who was talking about the mortgages that China, well, China not only holds a lot of mortgages, China holds over $1 trillion of our federal debt. And,
That's right. And
people do not understand that the trade deficit, it was close to $800 billion approximately this year alone, and that's what we're going into. What they fail to realize, the significance, how it undervalues the value of the dollar, and that leads me to your speaker, the speaker you had last week, who wrote Energy Non-Crisis.
That's right, Lindsey Williams.
Lindsey Williams cautioned us. Last week, it was on your broadcast, and he said to look out. I believe the date was March 21, or
yes.
Was it? Okay. He
I think so. I think you're right.
Right. He cautioned us, and he told us about how Iran was no longer going to be accepting the dollar, like that's what Saddam did, and they would only be accepting euros. And now you know what that would do to our economic situation. It would have put it in a tailspin.
Yeah.
And wasn't that a coincidence? Here the British soldiers were captured and blah, blah, blah. And if you listen to Lindsey Williams on your broadcast last week, we need to start connecting the dots. We need to start getting accountability. And we can start also with the Pentagon. You can Google missing trillions. Now, Officer McLam, I didn't say billions. I said trillions.
That's right.
From the Pentagon. And
yeah.
If you want to support the troop, you can start demanding some accountability from the Pentagon to Homeland Security, how these poor agents are being held in these, what did you say, 6 feet by what?
Yeah, 6 foot by 10 foot space. And, folks, if you want to go in your closet, you know, some of you have a 6 foot by 10 foot closet, and that's what these guys are living in 24 hours a day.
It is a national disgrace. And we, these people that we have elected, they only reflect ourselves. That's all.
Right.
They don't reflect anything more or less. They reflect ourselves. So what we need to do is we need to stand up. There is nothing to be afraid of. That is outrageous. We need to demand some accountability for these officers. We need to demand accountability. We have a president totally out of control. If you listen to Brunetsky, he's a member of the Illuminati. They are totally disgusted with Bush. Totally disgusted. What has happened here? He has set the New World Order back, I think, 10 years, according to some. But the point that he signed, the Security Prosperity Partnership, and your listeners can go to that site, spp.gov, securityprosperitypartnership.gov. That is a governmental website. They can see it for themselves. He surrendered us our sovereignty.
Uh-huh.
He has failed to protect our country from an illegal invasion from Mexico, which is guaranteed by our Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, to protect our states from these illegal invasions. And also, he was lying to the American people and his administration to do a preemptive strike on Iraq. I mean, we've got a demand for impeachment. Impeachment is the time.
Certainly do, Leslie.
And
listen,
now,
Leslie, we've got Tom and Jim and Gary still on the line. And so, once again, you bring to the table and to the listening audience very pertinent information, and we thank you for that, sister, very much.
Thank you, and thank you for the excellent broadcast. And it looks like you're the person you interviewed last week, Lindsay Williams. He's right on the money.
He sure is, and thank you for your additional information that we all need, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you, Jack.
Let's go to Tom in Virginia now. Tom, welcome to the program.
These are times to try men's souls.
Amen. You said
it. And I think you're a breath of fresh air, but, you know, the police officers and our local police officers are our last hope as a protection from our federal government. And I just fear, Officer McLam, and you have your eye closer on it than I do, but I just fear that they're brainwashed, and it's what comes to mind is John Ashcroft going across the country talking to local police officers about the Patriot Act and ways to use it for drug enforcement.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if from your perspective, if they're aware of what's going on, if they're ready to protect us as our last firewall from the federal government, and if not, what do we need to do to start, you know, informing our officers and our military folk? Thank you, sir.
Well, Tom, thank you for that question. It's the answer to the question is no. I would we kind of calculate here that maybe 15% of police and soldiers know what's going on, and it's about the same with the private sector in America today. So that's why our work here to get our constitutional police military publication out with information like you were hearing today on the broadcast to our brothers and sisters in uniform and wake them up. And so that's the answer, Brother Tom. We have to awaken our police and soldiers at the same time we're awakening our brothers and sisters in the private sector, because I can tell you personally that I've seen what happens when one out of five or one out of ten police officers stand up and say, hold it, we're not doing this. This is unconstitutional. It's a violation of our oath, and I'm not doing it. And if you guys get involved, I'm going to tell. I've seen what happens. The others will back down many times. They will think for a moment and say, well, he's right. This is not constitutional. It's a violation of our oath. Let's not take this approach. And so one officer or one soldier in a group can change the thinking of those in the group. And so let's go to Jim in Florida real quick. Jim in Florida, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. I'm a first-time caller and a former Vietnam-era Navy vet.
Very good, brother. Welcome. Welcome home, too, brother. Welcome home.
Well, been home quite a while.
Yes.
And hope to stay. your website you gave out a little earlier, I think they've already moved the page. I can't find it. I entered it just like you gave it
to us.
So you may have it posted somewhere for us to see it.
They do that quite often. They do it if the word gets out and this report is getting out where they're lying to us, and all of a sudden they change it and they change the website. So I don't know what to say, only to go to that www.defenselink.mil and search around.
Well, I tried that,
definitely
too,
from the U.S. State Department, or U.S. United States Department of Defense, rather, not the State Department.
Right.
So I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that, Jim.
Well, listen, I've got something I wanted to ask you. You know, you see in the national newspaper, the newspapers, particularly the classified, I think it's called American Classifieds.
Yeah.
They show bodyguards for the subcontractors over in Iraq.
Okay, hold on, Jim. Hold on, Jim. We're coming up on a break. Hold on, brother. We'll be right back with you.
24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Three people on the line, and we only have a couple minutes left. Somebody says, spell out your website, Jack. My website is www.jackmclam.com. www.jackmclam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, .com. Okay, let's go right back to Jim in Florida. Jim, we got to wrap it up because we've got Gary and John on the line.
Okay, I'll
go
just
right
take
ahead.
A minute.
Go right ahead, Jim.
Yeah, about the bodyguards. Well, that's probably not a good name for them. It's probably mercenary.
Yeah,
but they're paying these guys probably more than what a movie star would pay their bodyguards.
Oh yeah,
I mean we're talking about $35 to $150 an hour, up to $220,000 per year, and 80% tax exemption.
Yeah.
So you can imagine all of our troops that get out and want to join something like this.
Yeah,
and
they have mercenaries there to
train these folks to come back and join the police state when that comes about. What do you
think? That's right. Good point, Jim. Thank you, brother, for calling in.
All right,
yes,
God
folks,
bless,
they,
brother.
Yeah, they have 30 different nations. Mercenary, ex-military people that are in this private contractors over there, folks, and they have 100,000 private contractors that are working under the table for our government, and that's where the trillions and trillions of dollars that is lost is going into the pockets of these 100,000 mercenaries over there. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, go right ahead, brother.
I'll try to make this kind of quick. They passed the Patriot Act. That perked mayors up. I started this back in 1998, I believe it was.
Okay.
Then they passed the Patriot Act. I knew back in 98 that this was going to go to the streets eventually. And as such, I've been doing my preparations.
That's right.
And,
good, brother. Good.
It's going to go. Now, I don't have any money. I got lots of time and a computer. And I sat down the other day and made up a 19-page survival checklist that I'm giving away free. I don't care. I'm not charging nothing for it.
Hey, send one over to us, Gary. Send one over to us. We'll help you advertise it.
I'm going to give you a email address I set up separately for this operation.
All right.
And any of your listeners or you can do it, and I'd be glad to do a program with you on survival. I've taught survival classes before. And it's graybeard42@bellsouth.net. Now, graybeard spelled with an E. A was not available. So it's G-R-E-Y. B-E-A-R-D, numeric42@bellsouth.net.
Okay, great.
You send me an email, and I'll fire one off to you. I put it out on one program, and I got 200 hits within 2 hours.
Okay, graybeard2, what is it?
Graybeard42. At bellsouth.net.
BellSouth.net. Okay, brother, thanks a lot. Okay, all right, I got it written down there. John, sorry, brother, we're totally out of time. Hold your thought. We'll catch you next week. God bless you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And don't forget, folks, if we just give light, the people will find their own way, okay? Lord bless all of you out there. Hope you have a great weekend. And don't forget to say your prayers. And also, don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.